Step 20, Unmerciful Servant. In reading the Bible, we learn as children of God, we have redemption through Christ's blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Grace is a free gift. You don't have to do anything to earn it. Sometimes we get gifts as a thank you or reward for doing something for someone, but in this case, it's completely free. No hidden agendas or gain for the giver. The gift of grace also has other essential tools such as forgiveness, the ability of reconciliation and compassion, which supports a transformative mind and lifestyle. Grace is not filled with judgment, condemnation, or any type of negative forces that steal our God-given peace. In addition, we've also been given the Holy Spirit, part of the Trinity. When Christ died, he said he would not leave us without a comforter, and that's who the Holy Spirit is. Especially in times of troubles, he brings things to our remembrance and points out ways of escape. He speaks to us daily, silently in our thoughts, actions, confirmations that come directly when we are dealing with doubt, and other times when we forget we asked for confirmations. The Holy Spirit is such a blessing to those who seek to hear, see, and experience unconditional love. In order to hear the Holy Spirit, we must repent, accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, and then be baptized, which represents being born again, but this time in the spiritual sense. When we rise out of the water, our belief is we rise a new creature. The old is passed away. Sin has died. Only our thoughts can give our past life energy, and we are no longer under those influences once we give our life to Christ. The spiritual realm only has access if we open the door and allow it in. This brings me to a really good example of how easily we forget where we've come from or whose we are. Keep this in mind. We must bear with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. For some reason, we totally forget where we came from, what our life was before Christ entered in, how we lived, and choices we made. We seem to not be able to tolerate those who are living in sin, yet we were in the same situations as they currently are, not too long ago. We are going to see how forgiveness benefits us first and then the receiver. Forgiveness prevents walls being built, which creates a hardened heart. When we have a hardened heart, it's difficult to receive from God. Forgiveness allows us to grow and experience growth in others. We are able to think back and see the appreciation toward God in forgiving us from the things we've done. It allows us to receive and give unconditional love. Forgiveness is a double-edged sword. Matthew chapter 18 talks about forgiving our brothers and sisters in Christ, not seven times, but 77 times. That's a lot. Many of us completely shut down a person after being hurt seven times, but 77 times? We have the nerves to forget how much sin seed we've planted during our days without Christ. How many generational curses did we create that our children will have to fight? It's not just a simple sin. Roots are strong, and only Christ's love can dig them up. In Matthew, they touch on a king wanting his servants to settle their debts. One specific servant fell to his knee and begged the king for patience, stating he would pay back everything. And the king took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. That very same servant found one of his fellow servants that owed him money. He grabbed and began to choke the servant, demanding payment. The servant fell to his knees and begged him to be patient. that wish wasn't granted. Instead, he threw him into prison until he could pay the debt. Once the king found out what the released servant did to his fellow servant, he called him a wicked servant, told him he should have had mercy on his fellow servant just as he had on him. In the king's anger, he handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of us unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart, not in word, but in your deeds. The funny thing is, sometimes we really don't believe God has truly forgiven us. Let's think about that for one moment. If we truly believed we were forgiven, we'd walk in victory. Each time the enemy brings those past sins to our memory, we have a choice to remind him that we have been fully forgiven by God. And that's something he will never experience, full forgiveness. And that's why he's angry. He lost something so precious, he can never earn it back. If we would walk in the victory that the Lord's death provided, we'd be able to do his will without second guessing ourselves. We are not perfect in this world, but we are perfect in him. We should look at ourselves first whenever we hesitate on forgiving others. Never forget where you came from. Otherwise, judgment and condemnation become a strong building block in our foundation. And that's not what we want to build our life on. If we forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive their trespasses, neither will he forgive your trespasses. That's deep. It allows you to show grace, peace, unconditional love, understanding, kindness, patience, and so many other fruits of the Spirit versus frustration and anger coupled with unforgiveness and totally forgetting where you came from and your past mistakes. I'm not saying focus on your past to feel condemned. I'm saying focus on your past so you won't allow the enemy to use you in condemning others versus showing God's grace. Focus on your past to see how that transformation took work to even believe your sins were forgiven. Give the gift of unconditional love so others can receive grace, forgiveness, and their transformation. Hebrews 9:14 says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Have a blessed day.